The Burt Show.
Jen, this is your friend Matt here, so why don't you set this up?
Okay, this is a good friend of mine, Matt, who was proposing to an even better friend of mine, Stacy. And this is his story about his proposal, putting the plan together and trying to pull it off, even despite the rain.
And he was planning this thing out for like 2.5 months or something crazy.
2.5 months, really well thought out, very romantic. He is setting the bar high for the rest of his marriage.
Here you go. This is Matt's proposal as of yesterday on The Burt Show.
Stacy and I have been dating for a little over 2 years, and we are moving in together at the beginning of August. And she and I are both pretty traditional people. So I was sitting there thinking, okay, if we're going to move in, I at least want to have some kind of commitment in place before that happens. So I went, talked to her parents, which she didn't know about. Basically, you know, asked her dad permission, told her dad what I was doing. So her mom and dad knew probably, I guess, about a month to a month and a half before I actually did the proposal. And it was so funny because my parents knew and all of my good friends knew. I didn't tell her best girlfriends because I was afraid that they would say something, even if they didn't want to.
Right. Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's why, Jen, I don't think I called you till what, last Thursday or Friday?
Yeah, not till a week before, but like Stacy and I talk to each other probably once or twice a week or something, but not like every single, not like I'm not one of her friends that talks to her every single day.
And it was so funny because leading up to this whole thing, so I probably started planning this in May. Leading up to the whole thing, Stacy just kept saying to me, that in fact, like 3 days before the engagement or the proposal on Saturday, we were just sitting there watching TV, and she looked kind of strange, and I was like, Stace, I was like, what's going on? What's wrong? She's like, oh, nothing. She's like, you know, don't get me wrong. I don't regret the fact we're moving in together. This is going to be fun, and we're definitely doing the right thing, but I just never thought I'd move in with a boy before I was engaged. Mm-hmm. And so I'm sitting there, and I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, okay, time to lie again. Like, and that's been the worst part about this whole thing, is it's just been white lie after white lie, because within a three-day span, my parents were flying in from Ohio. I flew them in for this, which she also didn't know they were coming. So that Thursday night, she schedules a dinner for us. She's like, hey, leave your schedule open. We're going out to dinner with Kitsy and Ray. It's going to be so much fun. And I'm sitting there. I'm like, okay. So I call her back. Stay, sorry, I can't go. I got to take a client out to dinner. You know, my manager and I got to take him out. I'm going to be busy all night. Oh, okay, I understand. Her best friend sends an email. I would like to do a surprise birthday party for Stacy on July 9th. Matt, if you have any ideas, please let me know.
Oh, no. So she's trumping your plan.
I mean, it's just like, I was like, if you could plan 17 more things within a three-day span, that would be awesome.
You're getting proposal blocked, man.
Yeah. So basically, what I was going to do is, the way I had it set up, I was sitting there trying to think of something cool in Atlanta. I was like, okay, cool place to get engaged. It's like you're in the city, but you're not in the city. A place she and I had never been before. I thought Botanical Gardens, perfect. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm going to do. So, but I didn't want to just be, you know, okay, let's go to the gardens, and when we get to a certain spot, I'll get down on my knee and propose. I mean, that's very nice, but I wanted something a little unique. And the one thing I thought to myself was, gardens have rocks. So what I did was I found this company in Idaho, and they make rocks. They'll take rocks out of streams in the Rocky Mountains, and they will engrave on the stone whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
So I called the company and told them what I was doing, and they basically put her name at the top. I had a poem written on it. At the bottom, I put, will you marry me, with the date on it. The poem says, at the top it says Stacy, and it says, from this day forward, you will not walk alone. My arms will be your shelter, and my heart will be your home.
Wow. And it says, dude, there's nothing cheesy about that.
Isn't that awesome?
And it says, will you marry me? So went over there, met with the event coordinator, got it set up. She said, great, you know, we're going to coordinate this. And she said, I'm going to have my event person, Chastity. Chastity's going to be here. I'd never met Chastity before. Here's her cell phone number. You call her when you guys get to the gardens. Give her 5 minutes. She'll go place it in the, I'd rented the Japanese garden there. You can rent a garden for an hour.
Nice.
So it's completely private.
Mm-hmm.
Give her 5 minutes. She'll put the stone down. You know, you go do your thing. It's going to be great. And so basically after that part, you know, I do the proposal. She's all excited. I was then going to blindfold her and take her over to Kima because I was having about 35 friends over there. So everything's set up, ready to go. I've told, you know, 1,700 lies for that weekend to make sure she keeps it open. So I said, Saturday, keep your birthday day open. We're going to have a day of it. So we get up, take her to brunch, beautiful weather outside. We go for a run in Piedmont Park. I brought a picnic basket. So she and I sat there for a while, had a picnic, started to get a little closer to the time. Okay, let's go back and get ready. You know, she knew we were going out to dinner. She had no idea where.
Right.
So 20 minutes before we leave, the sky just opens up, and I start sweating like crazy. and I don't usually sweat. And so I'm sitting there with my shirt off in front of the fan, nothing but my boxers. Stacy walks in, and she's like, Matt, what's wrong? I'm like, God, I don't know. I can't stop sweating. It's like 110 in here. She's like, no, it's not. It's like 60. You know, I'm like, I don't know. It's maybe because of our run, or I don't know what's going on. I'm freaking out, and she's just like, you know, is something wrong? Did you have something planned for us outside? And I was like, well, I was like, part of your birthday surprise, yeah. I said, besides the dinner, part of it was going to be outside. So at this point, I'm thinking, okay, why am I going to go take her to the botanical gardens when it's pouring out? I got to think of something else. So I just go, well, actually, Stace, I'm going to go ahead and tell you, we're leaving in 10 minutes anyway. I have scheduled a private chef and a private dinner for you and I at the Atlanta Botanical Gardens. They have a little dining area there.
Good lie, right?
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. So I said, it's going to be fun. And she's so excited. She's like, oh, my gosh. And I was like, well, as part of it, you know, I wanted to walk around the gardens for about an hour before dinner. But obviously, it's raining. And she was just like, well, then, you know, we just won't walk around the gardens. And I'm like, yeah, you're right, but, you know, let's just go ahead and go over there. They have a bar there. This is my next. They have a bar there. Let's go get a couple of drinks, and we'll just wait until the table's ready. So it's just pouring, and plus they're having a huge festival there this weekend, so you can't park right next to the garden. Normally it's like a 10-foot walk to the front door. So we park down and across the street. We're walking up the hill, and it's just pouring, and Stacy's sitting there like, you know, I shouldn't have worn my $300 shoes. And I'm like, well, you shouldn't spend $300 for shoes. So, you know, and I'm like, this is the last time I want her to get angry about something.
Right.
I'm just like, well, you know, we get up to the top, we'll have a drink, things will be fine. So we get up the hill, and I have to pay admission to get into the garden. Mm-hmm. And so I walk up, and she's like, why are we paying admission? I'm like, oh, it's part of the dinner. Just don't worry about it. And she literally says to the attendant, yeah, we're here for dinner. And the guy goes, you're here for dinner? And I was like, yes, we're here for dinner. So I get our tickets, and we go around, and we sit under this little overhang. It's still pouring outside, but we're sitting on a bench underneath, and I'm like, I'll be right back. I have to go use the bathroom. So go into the men's room, get on the phone to call Chastity. This is not a working number. This number is not in service.
She's the person who's supposed to place the rock.
She's the one supposed to place the rock. And I'm just like, okay, somebody gave me the wrong phone number.
Oh, no.
So I'm sitting in this bathroom, you know, there's like two guys around me, and I'm sitting there like cussing, and they're like, everything all right? I'm like, oh, yeah, good, thanks. Nice day. So I walk back out of the restroom, and I'm like, okay, I got to find somebody that knows where she is.
Mm-hmm.
So as I walk out, this blonde girl is walking toward me, and I just go, excuse me, do you work here? She's like, yes. I said, I'm looking for Chastity. She said, I am Chastity. I was like, oh, Chastity, I'm Matt. She just goes, oh, my God, okay, give me 5 minutes. So I go and sit back down with Stacy, still sweating like a hooker in church. You know, I'm sitting there, and she's like, baby, are you okay today? You never sweat this much. And I'm like, yeah, it's humid. And so Chastity is like 10 feet next to us, walking out of her office with this rock. And so I'm like, Stacy, come here. You know, Stacy, I want to talk to you. You're beautiful. You know, look at me for a second. So, you know, Chastity's heading toward the garden, and Stacy's like, well, why can't we go inside? I thought you said they had a bar here. Why can't we go in and at least sit inside out of the rain? And I'm like, well, they told me that, you know, they have this room for us, and the room wouldn't be ready until 30 minutes before the dinner. So we got like 10 minutes to kill. Let's just go to the gift shop. So, you know, we're walking around looking at porcelain frogs, and and I'm looking at my watch, and I'm like, okay, let's just do this. So I'm like, okay, I think we can go now. And so we go out, wind our way around the garden. There's this big building in the back she thinks we're going towards. So I make a right, and I'm heading toward the garden. Chastity is walking out of the garden, and it's just like, oh, excuse me, yeah, hi, how are you? So we go in, and actually the rain was a blessing in disguise because it cleared everybody out. There was nobody around us.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're walking in here, and again, she's just like, well, why are we still outside? And
I'm like, raining, honey.
Yeah, it's like, Stace, I was like, just come on, just 2 seconds. I wanted to show you something. So we walk in, she's holding the umbrella, and, you know, and she's like, Matt, my shoes. And I just looked at her, and I said, Stace, I said, would you just do me a favor and look down? And so she looks down, and the rock, because it was raining, the poem was covered. So all she saw at the top was Stacy, and at the bottom, all she saw was, will you marry me? And she just looked for a second, and she was like, oh, my God. she's like, is this really happening? Jen, I think it's similar to what you said when Ryan proposed to you. It was, this is my moment. I can't believe this is my moment type thing.
Right. I think my first words to Ryan were, are you serious?
Yeah, and that was Stacy. She was just like, are you kidding? And so I got down on the knee, and she just started shaking. I thought she was going to start bawling, but she didn't because she was such in shock. So I got down on the knee, and of course, I start welling up like a 3-year-old. I'm like, you know, Stacy, I love you so much. And I did the proposal, and the cool thing was, you know, she just looked at me, and she was like, yes. She's like, yes, yes, yes. And so I stood up, and I hugged her, and she was just like, oh, my God, oh, my God. And there was a little covered area in the garden we were in. I was like, come on, let's go sit down and get out of the rain. And she's like, can you bring the rock over? I need to see the stone. And so I picked the stone up, bring it over, so she reads the poem. And this whole time, when I was on my knee, I had the ring sitting out in front of her, and she didn't even look at it because she was just so in shock. And so we're sitting there talking for like 5 minutes, and I was like, Stace, do you want to see your ring? She's like, oh my God, yes, of course. So, you know, pulled it out of the box, and, you know, she loved it. She thought it was perfect.
It's gorgeous.
And so I go down, get the car. She's waiting upstairs at the top of the hill. Go get it, and I blindfold her. I said, look, I know you want to sit there and stare at your ring. I know you want to call your mom and Amanda and Amy and everybody, but can you bear with me for another 10 minutes? I have another surprise. And she's like, okay. So I put the blindfold on her.
And you stole her cell phone while you went to go get the car.
I was like, give me your phone. I said, I know you're going to call everybody. Give me your phone. So I'm carrying this 20-pound rock down a hill. I left the umbrella with her. It's just pouring. The lights are out. So traffic, you know, in Atlanta, people are so great about treating it as a 4-way stop when there's no lights.
Right.
So there's just this crazy guy with a 20-pound rock over his head running across the road. You know, and I'm like, please don't hit me. So I get to the car, go pick her up, and the whole time we're in the car, it's just pouring. And she's like, oh, my God. She's like, is there like a tornado? And I'm like, oh, no, no, we're fine. And I'm like turning all these back streets so she doesn't know where we're going.
Mm-hmm.
So we get to Kima, pull up, and the valet, you know, he goes to open the door. And what do good valets do? Hi, welcome to Kima. So I pull up, roll down the window, and go, don't say a word. And this guy's just standing there holding an umbrella. He's like, oh, okay.
Don't say a word. Ignore the blindfolded woman in my trunk.
Yes. I'm a stalker, but I'm a romantic stalker.
Right.
So I go and I pull her out. And she and I go to Kima all the time. It's one of our favorite places. We usually go and have some drinks before we go out for the night. So she walks in the door, and immediately she knows where she is because she hears the Greek music. And she's like, we're at Kima. I'm like, yes. And the general manager, Akima Nicholas, is one of my very, very good friends. And so immediately she walks in the door. Nicholas comes up behind her, starts pinching her, you know, poking her. And she's just like, what's going on? I'm like, get away. Stop it. And so I'm leading her past the bar out to the patio. And we just get to the patio. I pull the blindfold off, and everybody was there.
Oh,
everybody
good.
Had shown up on time. And it was just so great because I walked out, and everybody turned at the same time and looked. And right when I pulled the blindfold off, they just started cheering.
Oh, nice.
It was really cool. It was fun to see the surprise on her face because she first saw her parents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so ran over and was like, Mom, Dad, you know, so she got to hug her parents. And then she saw Matt's parents who had been flown there from Ohio. So to see the surprise on her face for that. And then every turn she made with a new friend, you know, and seeing them for the first time.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, you knew. Oh, my God, you knew. So it was awesome. He was a hero.
So everybody that she would have been on the phone calling or you would have been on the phone calling was actually in that room to celebrate with you guys.
Everybody was there. It was, we shut the place down. Nicholas actually came to me at the end of the night. He's just like, dude, he's like, I'm going home. He's like, you guys can stay as long as you want, but I'm going home. So we stayed the rest of the night, had a great time. And then after the event, I didn't tell her this either. I'd gotten us a room at the Grand Hyatt right there in Buckhead.
Nice.
So, you know,
good
we
job.
Finished the night. Yeah, and she and I, there's no way we were in any condition to drive. So our good friends, John and Anna, we went and got something to eat. And I was just like, all right, John. So Stacy's like, okay, you know, let's go back to my place. You know, I'm so tired, blah, blah, blah. We pull into the Hyatt, and she's just like, what are we doing here? And I'm like, what do you think we're doing here? I was like, surprise again. And she was just like, oh, my God. So, you know, had a great night, had breakfast in the morning, and then had dinner at her parents' house last night. And it was just, I told her last night, she and I were laying there before we went to sleep, and I just said, the best part about this whole thing is that I don't have to lie to you anymore. And I said, I know it was good lies. I said, but this has been like planning the Normandy invasion. You know, and it was totally worth it, though.
Good for you.
You talk about pulling all the stops. You have set the bar too high in Atlanta now. Your friends are either going to love you or hate you, man.
Well, most of them are engaged, thankfully, now. So, you know, they can all just be like, well, fine, I'm already married and things are good. But yeah, there's a couple of friends who are just like, you are a jerk.
Yeah. Matt, congratulations, man.
Congratulations,
great
Matt.
Job.
Awesome. Thanks, job, guys. Dude. You went all out and you pulled it off, man.
The Burt Show.